we turn our attention to the Sunshine State and the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, off another season taking people deep. Following on Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Mr. Sterling, how are things with you and yours?
Rough summer.
Rough summer?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
An understatement? What?
You ready for this?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, it started off Mother's Day. 18-year-old girl that just graduated high school was texting and driving and ran a red light and destroyed my car. quite a collision. Both cars totaled and both airbags deployed. And I got some bumps and bruises and got burned because of the airbag leaking. And that was the start of it. Then found out my father-in-law has terminal cancer a month later.
Jesus.
And then the final blow was a month ago in our neighborhood. Before 1975, they didn't use PVC plumbing. They used cast iron plumbing. And the plumbing under our house basically collapsed in four spots. So we are moved out and living in a high-rise for 9 to 10 months while they rebuild our house.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, the summer was great.
Jeez. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I guess I'm glad
to hear
you're okay.
It was a tough summer.
It sounds it. All right, let's try to get to something a little more pleasant. Some college football start in Troy. First time in five seasons, USC's in the top five. And last time they were number one and ended up 7-6. So they're home for Western Michigan, who, you know, lost P.J. Fleck to Minnesota. Lost their tremendous quarterback, Zach Terrell, who led them to 13 wins in the Cotton Bowl. Southern Cal, a big 27-point home chalk. What's your play in this one?
You know, Western Michigan's better than people think. I mean, you see a MAC opponent, and all you hear about is the Heisman hype for Darnold. I just think that Western Michigan, even though they're rebuilding on offense, their defense, they returned seven starters. They allowed just 19 points per game last year. They looked good in the Cotton Bowl, just couldn't score enough. I have them hanging tight here. They're also 11-3 against the spread on the road. I'm going to say USC rocks the boat, but they don't tip it over. USC 38-17, Western Michigan covers.
All right. Sticking in the Pac-12, Washington, year three under Chris Peterson, made the playoff. They're in my old playground, Jersey, to take on Rutgers. I don't know if there are many Power 5 teams with less talent. UW lost some talent in the secondary, but, man, that offense looks loaded. Dog's a 27-point road dog in scenic Piscataway, New Jersey. What gives here?
Funniest thing is I have a friend who taken his daughter up to school on Thursday and Friday, moving her in, and he said you wouldn't even know a football game is going on there tonight. I mean it's crazy that this is a situation where no one seems to care about football there. Washington, yeah, they do rebuild in the secondary, but they like the talent they have coming in. Young and inexperienced, but in a couple games they could be strong. They're going to face a Rutgers quarterback, Kyle Bolin, who comes over from Louisville. I was never impressed with him. The third-string running back from Miami goes over to Rutgers, and they're talking about how great he is, a kid named Gus Edwards. Gus did nothing here at Miami. I like Washington big, 48-14.
Alrighty, and if you've never been to Piscataway, you haven't lived. next time we hit the ever-warming chair of Jim Mora at UCLA, now after 6 years, has gone from 10 to 8 to 4 wins. Josh Rosen injured. He's back. They're at the Rose Bowl for A&M. No question, Kevin Sumlin sitting on one of the most toasty chairs in the country. They've won 8 games 3 consecutive years, never better than 4-4 in the SEC. Quarterback situation not quite settled. Bruins, -4 in Westwood. Who we like in here?
I mean, did you watch wrestling when you were growing up?
Actually, I was not really a big fan.
Okay, they used to have what's called the Texas Death Match. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I did.
What they would do is they would always set something up where two different fighters, wrestlers, would go at it, and the loser supposedly was not allowed to wrestle again. Now, they'd come back in 6 months or a year later as a different person, you know, or give them a different name, give them a mask. But both of these coaches, I mean, these guys are on the hot seat. In this game here, I'm concerned with Texas A&M because I have a feeling they might start Jake Hubenek. Watch the spring game. Redshirt freshman Nick Starkle, I thought, was much more talented. Josh Rosen had a big game last year. He put up 468 total yards against A&M. I thought they were the better team, lost the game in overtime. But in this game, he doesn't have to face the two stud defensive ends for Texas A&M. UCLA, their DBs, I mean, they got a tall order. They've got a guard, Christian Kirk, who's the best player on the field. But if they limit him to maybe 100, 110 yards, I think they'll be successful. This is going to be a high-scoring game. I like UCLA to win by double digits, 42-32.
All righty. Let's get to another game, talking college football with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. The Suspension Bowl. Florida will sit 10 guys. They take on the battling Harbaughs of Michigan in Arlington. Gators with a trio of possibility at quarterback. It looks like Felipe Franks might get the call. Harbaugh is such a pain, he won't even post a depth chart. Go Blue laying a field goal. Who do you like here?
This is a game that probably maybe like 4 or 5 weeks from now, these two teams could be different teams. Michigan, only 5 returning starters. When you see something like that, usually it's a service academy like Army, Navy, or Air Force. They had 37 seniors last year. Now, the Gators, 10 suspensions, but only 2 players were players that really would be involved in the game. So I think they're prepared for this game. They want to get some payback for the 2015 Citrus Bowl, where they got destroyed by Michigan 41-17. I think the two guys that will have impacts on this game that will make the difference here is defensive ends C.C. Jefferson and Jabari Zuniga for Florida. They'll go in, and I think they'll have success getting to the quarterback, Wilton Spade, here. I'll call for the small upset here. I like Florida 23-20.
And as Lee Sterling likes to say, the wrong team is favored. One of the most interesting, if not quality, openers I can remember. Top-ranked Bama, Florida State from Atlanta. Over the last 9 seasons, the Tide have been to a major bowl every year except one. Yeah. Florida State's on a nice run under Jimbo Fisher. 5 straight major bowls. They do lose Dalvin Cook and their top wideout, Travis Rudolph. And they've got an interesting schedule. They have this at Florida. They got to play at Clemson. Tide, a 7-point favorite on neutral turf. Who do you think draws first blood tomorrow?
Well, it might not be who draws first blood that ends up winning this game. You have Alabama. They're changing things up. They're bringing in another offensive coordinator. They're going to go to a hurry-up, up-tempo offense. And they're going to bury some teams this year. I mean, when you got Bo Scarborough running back and wide receiver Calvin Ridley, you can do some real damage. The problem here is, if you watch the tape of the last 2 years when they played Clemson, they were gassed. Their defense was late in the game. And Florida State's talent is similar to Clemson. So I just think that Florida State has an experienced quarterback. When you face Alabama with a rookie or a young quarterback, you have some problems. But they have an experienced quarterback here. They also have 10 returning starters on defense. I think it's a one-possession game. I'm going to call for the biggest upset of the weekend. The wrong team is favored. Florida State 27, Alabama 24.
Just for the look on Saban's face alone. as always,
priceless, huh?
Oh, I love it. As always, we wrap with your game of the week. And like I always say, when we talk games on the show, you like to hit on those that are either local or Pac-12 or the big ones on the national scene. But when the curtain rises on game day, you and your people are all about finding those advantageous matchups and picking winners for your clients. So what do folks need to know about getting LSU, BYU, and all the folks at Paramount Sports has to offer?
Well, if you want to get involved with Paramount Sports, we've started off the season. Preseason football, we were a winner. Week 0, 2-1 in college football. Last night, 3-0. This will be, I believe, our 25th winning season. You want to get involved. This game is free. LSU, BYU, first 10 callers get it for free. 800-400-9741. How about this? If you want to get involved for the season, use coupon code SAVE250. SAVE250 to save $250 on our season package. Let's say you want to try us out for the weekend. We have a super pack. 9 games tomorrow, just $97. The 9-game super pack, $97. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
And, of course, you can follow along on Twitter at Paramount Sports, as the late, great Jackie Gleason used to say, Lee. And away we go. I hope things are looking up for you, my friend, and I look forward to chatting you up next week.
Appreciate it. Take care, Steve.
All right, take it easy.